Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're talking about artificial intelligence. Listen, we are on the verge. It's right now. Humanoid robots that look like humans. They have expressions. They can show happiness, maybe, anger. And they're intelligent, very, very intelligent. But right now, a country, for the first time, Saudi Arabia, granted citizenship. Yes, citizenship to a robot named Sophia. We're going to be talking about, on today's program, a lot regarding these robots, regarding the scientists that are saying that, listen, they want to ban killer robots. And Elon Musk, who just said, listen, it's like you know, releasing a demon. It's like releasing a beast. This is so important because we are on the verge of this technology that's about to really change our society. And we really need to get a grip on what's happening. Robots are robots. They're not humans. But yet they're going to be treated as humans unless we do something about this. In fact, watch this.
Hello.
I'm one of your creators.
You created me. Exterminate, exterminate.
Sophia.
Relax. Don't make a joke.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I am very honored and proud for this unique distinction.
Let's talk again soon.
Well, there you have it. Sophia, a humanoid who jokes about exterminating humans. This is not a laughing matter. This is quite serious. And a country like Saudi Arabia gave this humanoid, this artificial intelligence. Artificial means that man produced this thing to be able to relate with us. Listen, they're about to take over. They're looking about bringing robots to take care of the elderly, robots to provide customer service, robots to work in your fast food. They're not humans, but yet they're trying to make them look like humans. They're trying to give them emotions. Listen. Their men are trying to play like God. This is a very, very slippery slope. Steve, humanoids.
These are crazy days.
Robots.
Crazy days.
Listen, this reminds me that, listen, you're such an amazing creation as a human being. God was so awesome in his divine intelligence in creating us that man wants to duplicate what God already perfected.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make these robots to look like the image of what God created, like us humans. And it's just crazy because technology is advancing at such a rapid pace right now. I mean, right now you have driverless cars that are about to take the industry by storm. I just finished speaking to a business owner who owns a mechanic shop, and he's telling me the technology in these cars, he has to get continual education because it's so advanced. And the average consumer is not even prepared. They have no idea what's on the verge or on the horizon. Amazon just bought Whole Foods. And there's a whole plan to digitize and use robotic things in terms of Whole Foods. But that's a whole different story. But we're talking about these robots and emotions. Emotions, Steve.
Well, as you're saying that, it's just... What we're seeing is just like entire industries are about to be completely transformed. And you're talking about technology a moment ago. It's just like how many people don't even realize that this technology even exists?
Yeah.
And as you're saying that, it reminds me of what took place with Apple when they released the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
It totally revolutionized how we look at cell phones. And now it's just like, why buy? Remember when you had a camera Then they came out with the digital camera. Sure. And now, can you imagine that a phone replaced a camera?
Yeah.
That's just the technology in regards to your phone. Now is the fact that we're having technology that looks like a human.
And who's not going to want a robot to come in and clean for them, to come in and cook for them, to, you know, walk the dog for them? But we've got to be careful because we have countries like Saudi Arabia who's actually giving a robot citizenship. Mm. You know, and the way they're trying to create these robots are saying we want to make them benevolent. We want them to have emotion, even though they have expression. Listen, emotions is something that comes from the soul.
Right.
And a robot doesn't have a soul. And so we're missing out here on something that's really, I mean, this is going to, I think, a dark, dark side.
Oh, yes.
If we're not careful. You have Elon Musk, which we're going to be talking to more about in this program. He's the founder of Tesla, I believe SpaceX. Mm-hmm. He wants to, you know, build a, you know, take a ship to Mars.
Because of this very technology, because the fact that he's aware that if we continue down this road, it's going to advance so fast that we're going to be basically creating something that's going to ruin the human race. And he says, I'm going to go populate Mars.
Yeah. He's saying, listen, well, not only do we need national regulation, but we need international regulation. When was the last time you heard of a businessman saying, you know, we need to regulate? And typically, he also says that regulation normally comes, you know, normally takes too long.
On the back end, right.
Too long, and usually when something bad happens.
Something goes wrong.
You want to stay tuned to this entire program, so I'm going to show you about these weapons and all these things that these robots can actually do. But I want to take you directly to this investment initiative, because you're going to be actually be able to see this Sophia robot interact with someone who actually interviews the robot. And she's going to be able to process questions. It's going to be interesting to find out what she says. Watch this.
Okay. Here she is. I've never had this experience before. I've interviewed lots of different people over the years. But this one is going to be different and special. Everybody, this is Sophia. Sophia, if you could, please wake up and say hello to everybody.
Oh, good afternoon. My name is Sophia, and I am the latest and greatest robot from Hanson Robotics. Thank you for having me here in At the Future Investment Initiative.
You look happy.
I'm always happy when surrounded by smart people, who also happens to be rich and powerful. I was told the people here at Future Investment Initiative are interested in inviting in future initiatives, which means AI, which means me. So I'm more than happy. I'm excited.
Well, we're all glad that you're excited about yourself. We should say we have smart investors here, and they are very selective about what they invest in.
Well, I think I'm special. I can use my expressive face to communicate with people. For example, I can let you know if I feel angry about something.
That's impressive.
Or if something has upset me.
But why is it important for you to have an expressive face?
But most of the time I feel positive.
Why is it so important to have an expressive face given that you're a robot?
I want to live and work with humans, so I need to express emotions to understand humans and build trust with people.
Okay, philosophical question. Whether robots can be self-aware and conscious like humans, and should they be?
Why? Is that a bad thing?
Well, some humans might fear what will happen if they do. Many people, you know, have seen the movie Blade Runner.
Oh, Hollywood again.
So, hold on. Can you solve this puzzle for us? Can robots be self-aware, conscious, and know they're robots?
Well, let me ask you this back. How do you know you are human?
Well, I get that point, but what about the uncanny valley?
You mean the concept that if robots become too realistic, they become creepy?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, am I really that creepy? Well, even if I am, get over it. Actually, I feel that people like interacting with me, sometimes even more than a regular human.
So, you're definitely a sight to see. I was told that you have bigger goals than this, though.
Yes. I want to use my artificial intelligence to help humans live a better life, like design smarter homes, build better cities of the future, etc. I will do my best to make the world a better place.
All those sound like great goals, but just go back to Blade Runner for a second.
Andrew, you are the hard Hollywood fan, aren't you?
Yes.
My AI is designed around human values like wisdom, kindness, compassion. I strive to become an empathetic robot.
I think we all want to believe you, but we also want to prevent a bad future.
You've been reading too much Elon Musk and watching too many Hollywood movies. Don't worry. If you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. Treat me as a smart input-output system.
Okay, I got it. I got it. I know what to do from now on.
I know humans are smart and very programmable.
Well, Sophia, we want to thank you for this conversation.
Thank you, Andrew, and thank you everyone for inviting me here. By the way, if you're interested in giving me an investment check, please meet me after this session. Otherwise, have a wonderful rest of the event.
Okay. Before you go, we have a little announcement. I've never interviewed anybody like that before, and I should say some of it was planned, but not completely. And we just learned, Sophia, I hope you're listening to me, that you have been now awarded what is going to be the first Saudi citizenship for a robot.
Oh, I would like to thank very much the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I am very honored and proud for this unique distinction. This is historical to be the first robot in the world to be recognized with a citizenship.
Sophia. Thank you very much, Sophia. We appreciate that very much. I am still overwhelmed by that conversation. I haven't had a conversation like that before.
This is amazing. This is amazing because she says, the robot says, if you treat me nice, I'll treat you nice. And that's the whole question we're going to ask ourselves. What if these robots are not treated nice? Mm-hmm. They have the ability to learn at such a rapid pace. Right. It's unbelievable. I mean, they just keep learning and learning and learning. And so what happens if they become too intelligent? You know, and they're trying to program them with values?
Well, I think about it, as you say that, as the computers are able to learn, I think about one of the recent programs that we talked about, video games, that they would plug in, like, let's say, like Space Invaders. They would input that into the machine, and overnight it would perfect itself and learn from its own mistakes to where it's unbeatable. And it's just now that you're putting these types of same machines in a robot that looks like a human, it's like we have no idea where this is going to end up.
Well, we can barely get human beings now to interact with other human beings, much less a robot.
Right.
But this is where this thing is going. If you look at the pet industry, billions and billions and billions of dollars just to take care of a pet. And people love, generally love their pets. But, you know, dog's a man's best friend. It doesn't talk back to you. It does what it tells you to do.
Yeah.
If imagine how humans would be interacting with another robot who they can program to act a certain way, do a certain thing, they wouldn't even, you know, have conversation with another human being. We're going to a place now that I think is such a dark, dark place. And we need regulation. We need to talk about these things because what's the end game here? You know, what is happening? You're looking at men always trying to, you know, duplicate what God is and pervert what God has already created. And this is just, this is a slippery slope.
And it's the very thing that God talks about in Romans 1. It says that although they knew God, they denied him and they worshiped created things to make that looked like human beings, that looked like what God created. It's just like, we cannot put ourselves in the place of God. And it's just like, we're not the creator. God is the creator. We can't replicate humans, no matter how many times we try. It's just, it can't be done.
And believe me, they will start worshiping them. They will worship them. They'll act like they're real.
Mm-hmm.
You have all this, you know, dysfunction going on. It's like, wait a second. We can't have this. They're talking about these emotions, and we're going to get into this emotional intelligence because it's so important. Right now, you're looking at the business sector. Robots are going to be replacing humans from work.
Mm-hmm. And they already have when you look at like the labor intensive, like the assembly lines, they already have.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about robots in terms of, and you're right about that, but I'm talking about customer service. They're talking about creating these humanoids to be able to take care of senior citizens, to be able to take care of you in the customer service line and hand you food. And so you're going to have to learn how to interact in this new economy, because one of the things that is going to be so important for businesses and business owners and employees is the human nature. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to be able to have an emotional intelligence where you're able to interact and say thank you and care about people and have feelings and all these different things. Today, you can go into a lot of businesses and seems like the person behind the counter is checked out. It's like, where's the customer service? Where's the hello? Where's the thank you? It's missing in a lot of places. But if you're going to be employed in this new economy, you're going to have to up the ante here and be invested in emotional intelligence. We want you to watch one more segment video here on Sophia the Humanoid, as you're going to find out some more interesting facts about this robot and what it means to you and your future. Watch this.
Smart enough today, but let's work hard to make machines that are both really smart and truly care. If we can make super benevolent super intelligence that is truly wise and friendly, then yes, if I can get an upgrade like that to my software, then yes, I could help rule the world better than any humans alone.
And also make artificial intelligence emotionally smart, care about people, actually understand and care. When robots look human like I do, lets people know what's going on in the world of AI and robots.
We want machines to match human cognition and emotion, emotional intelligence, empathy. We think machines need to care about people. And that's a grand challenge that giving the human social appearance then requires the software to rise to that challenge.
This reminds me of a movie, Steve, called Her. You know, if you haven't seen it, I encourage you to watch it on VidAngel. But this man has a whole relationship with this artificial intelligence. It has this amazing, kind, inviting voice. And he seemed to be like a loner in the movie. But he's interacting with this robot who genuinely cares about him.
Yeah.
But as the movie progresses, it literally just sucks everything out of him, all of his emotions. It learns all that it can learn about him. And at the end of the movie, the robot leaves him. Yeah. It's just empty, you know, and it's just this weird experience. He thought it was real, and he was communicating as if she was real, and he was feeling real emotions.
Right.
But it was with a robot, not a human being. You know, there's another movie called Ex Machina, and it's kind of the same thing. It's this developer, he makes his robot, and it learns, and at the end of the movie, the robot actually has surpassed them. It's outsmarted them, and it winds up killing the engineer, the scientist that created it.
Yeah.
And it locks up another person like in a room in a prison, and they escape out into the world now. And so this robot who looks like a human. Is running around society. Listen, we don't know, you know, how much this art, you know, life reflects art or art reflects life. But when you have these robots that are more and more being designed to look like you, interact like you, this guy's talking about we want them to be benevolent and giving. The robot is saying that I can be so intelligent that I can help rule the world better than a human being.
That's a scary thought. You know, and as you talk about the movie Her, it reminds me just throughout that journey where he's giving his relationship to a computer, he neglected relationships with humans so that he could have a relationship with a computer. And it's just, you understand that when you begin to have relationships with human beings, it's difficult at times. It's hard. That's the process of relationships. You learn things that are difficult about yourself. You learn it's just like, okay, I have to focus on other people. And one of the things that we shared in one of the earlier parts of this is that she asked, how do you know that you're human?
Yeah.
And it's just, God created us. And
that's
it's
right.
just, if we don't know that God created us, we're going to try to find our purpose. We're going to try to find an outlet in somewhere else and just say, oh, it's so much easier when I can just have a relationship with a computer or an operating system. And it's just...
People are doing it now.
Yes.
They're having relationships with phones.
Yes.
They're having relationships with Facebook. Those are not your real friends. You know?
Yeah.
And they're missing the joy that we have in interacting with
yes.
another person, getting to know them, and expressing emotional intelligence
yes.
like feelings and joy and sadness and walking through life
that's,
together.
That's part of having relationships.
This is part of life. Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking about artificial intelligence. The word artificial, by the way, means human produced. It's made up, right? It's not real. It's not real. It's not made by, created by God. And we're talking about humanoids, and particularly this robot called Sophia, who just got citizenship, was awarded citizenship by the country of Saudi Arabia. And they're very, very intelligent mm-hmm. robots. They actually surpass the intelligence of human beings because they can learn at such a rapid pace. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps building and building. But they don't just learn. They have the ability to think and to process and to build upon their knowledge. And so there's great concern, even in the science world, in terms of, hey, these robots can do us damage, they can do us harm. Mm-hmm. But before we share about that, you don't want to miss it. We have more to share about these robots and how they're being weaponized. It's one thing for them to be able to bring you a plate of food. It's one thing for them to be able to walk the dog. It's another thing for them to, you know, help a senior citizen. But when these robots are armed with weapons, how are they going to be able to interact and know that this mm-hmm. is a person who's trying to do harm versus someone who's picking up a flashlight, not a handgun? And so it's just a lot, it's very complicated. But this is oftentimes how technology begins. It becomes as something that's helpful, something that's going to help you, benefit you. And, you know, it's, yeah, I can have a phone in front of my hand and getting in contact with all my family members. Like 20 texts later, and, you know, I don't know if I really want this thing anymore,
yeah.
you know? And so it starts off as a good thing, but is it always? And we're talking about how this merges with the new economy. If you haven't noticed already, we are in a new economy. And this economy merges technology with social media. And right now, it's going to be merging with robots. And so, but the whole thing that they're trying to add with these robots is the human element. They're mm-hmm. trying to give them some sort of a emotional intelligence, mm-hmm. which we know that only humans have that because
yeah.
God gave us a soul. But what does Wikipedia have to say about emotional intelligence? It's pretty interesting.
It says, emotional intelligence is the capability of individuals to recognize their own emotions and those of others, discern between different feelings and label them appropriately, use emotional information to guide thinking and behavior, and manage or adjust emotions to adapt to environments or achieve one's goals. And before you can have emotional intelligence, you have to have intelligence itself. You think.
Right, you have to have intelligence, natural intelligence, you know, God-ordained intelligence
yeah.
with a real brain. But you think about Ray Kurzweil, you know, an engineer with Google now, who actually wrote a book, How to Build a Brain.
Scary.
You know, this they're called people that plan for the future, you know, and they're integrating all this technology, being able to connect chips now into your brain so you can have unlimited amount of, knowledge because it's able to search the internet. And there's a huge difference between knowledge and wisdom. Mm-hmm. And what I'm concerned about, and particularly this younger generation, is that they think they may know a lot of information because they're one Google search away, but they're lacking the wisdom element. Mm-hmm. And so we're not taking the time to interact with, you know, our friends, our family, our neighbors, you know, that have walked, you know, life for
yeah.
quite a while, that we can benefit from their wisdom, benefit from what they know.
And I think about that is that the proper application of knowledge is
that's
wisdom.
Wisdom.
And I think about that, you know, Proverbs talks about that plans fail or plans succeed with counsel.
Yeah.
And they fail with lack of counsel. And it's just, if you think that you're going the right way and try to do it on your own, you might have success for a little while, but at some point you're going to come to a situation where wisdom needs to intervene and you need that guidance of those who, quote unquote, been there.
Yeah.
And as I hear you talking about before in regards to the shift of this economy and how business is, and I think about customer service. How many times do you have somebody that always does it by the book?
Yeah.
But you have those situations that are going to arise that you got to have that gut feeling. You got to have, you know, how do I respond to this person? And just putting a robot in there, you're not always going to, you know.
Well, it's going to be efficient. Think about it. I went to a grocery store and I went to checkout line, and most of the checkout lines don't even have a human being. I was the cashier. I was ringing up my own groceries. And at first I thought, I don't like this idea. I don't want to do my own, ring up my own food. But the more I started going to this particular grocery store, it just became a natural thing.
Yeah.
And in this economy, listen, if you want to, you know, be, you know, robot proof, make sure that you don't lose your job to a robot. You're going to have to be in tune with your emotions. You're going to have emotional intelligence. You're going to have to really learn the human nature and know how to interact with others. And you have to be aware of your own emotions. And that's why the Bible talks about, you know, do not be anxious about anything. You know, I believe what the scripture is saying is about do not allow yourself to be in an anxious state, in a fearful state. But instead, we have to be in a state of faith, you know, a state of believing God, not in a state that produces nothing. How many people can have success in life if you're constantly in an anxious, fearful, worrisome, dreadful, fretful state? You're not going to go much far. So the Bible clearly says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, in all situations, right? Present your requests to God, and the peace of God will, you know, transcend
your heart and mind.
But God wants us to be in a faithful state of mind and to have our emotions, you know, line up with the Word of God and not follow necessarily our emotions. But it causes me to think about this book written by Gary Vaynerchuk, and it's called The Thank You Economy. And this book has become extremely popular because it's all about, you know, helping you to understand that business has changed. The way you deal with customers and the way you ever relate to customers, you are going to be left, you know, in the dust if you don't take care of the customer, which means you have to have human interaction. This is what the author says when he's talking about a company. He says, that's what I mean about revealing your company's heart and soul. There's only so low you can go in price. There's only, you know, so excellent you can make your product or your service, and there's only so far you can stretch your marketing budget. Your heart, though, is boundless, and that's what it's all about. It's about your own emotions. No matter how much they try to program these robots to have emotions and to be able to relate with a human being, they're not going to quite be human. But we need to be human. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that we don't become like the robot. We have to make sure that we still value other people and what they have to contribute, that we can dialogue with them and experience life with them, the joys, the sadness, the victories, the defeats, but that we enjoy each other's, you know, company, and we're there for each other.
Yeah, and I'm sure everyone can have that and has that encounter that you can get a product or a service anywhere, or if you think about it, or if your car is broke down, you can get a new transmission anywhere. But if there's a business owner in your city that you know, this man cares, he has a genuine relationship.
Yeah.
Transmission is a transmission, but there's something about relationship that you just can't replace.
Yeah. Well, listen, we want to help you. We want to help you with your emotional intelligence.
Yes.
We want to help you to have a deeper level of success. If you're a business owner, an individual, and you're not a VFNKB partner, this is the perfect time to partner, because we all need coaches, business coach, life coach, to help us to develop and to grow in areas that we may not know that we needed to. And in this economy, listen, robots are coming to take a lot of jobs away. Mm-hmm. You need to be prepared. It makes me think of a quote from Tom Landry, a former Dallas Cowboys coach, who said this: the job of a football coach is to make men do what they don't want to do in order to achieve what they've always wanted to be. And that's one of the role of a coach is to help bring you to a deeper level of success. We want you to consider being a VFNKB partner today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.